Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third edition of As I See It with me, Dean du Plessis. I hope and trust that you've had yourselves a good week since the last time we spoke. And I also hope and trust that you've spread the word and that we're going to try and do quite a bit to get this program up and running quite nicely as well. Remember what we said? We want to be more active. We don't just want one boring voice who stutters and stammers all the time when he talks, do we? No, we don't. We want a whole lot of people talking and input and all sorts of things so that we can try and make this program as attractive as possible and so that we have more than just 20 or so people following this program. Good to be with you. And as per normal, we have a fair amount to talk to within the next 9 minutes and a few seconds. So I suppose we better get to the point and start having a chat, do we? So we've had some interesting things happen over the last week or so. If we look at what has been happening in Zimbabwe cricket, a massive big shake-up there, a lot of things happening. Unfortunately, a lot of people are of the opinion that not one of the bits of news coming out of Zimbabwe cricket is positive news at all. What was the... Well, I suppose some people will be very happy with the fact that there has been a bit of a regime change. Mr. Peter Chingoka finally stepping down after 22 years. But, well, is the man who will be taking over, is it the way forward? Is he going to be good for Zimbabwe cricket? Is he, or are we maybe jumping from the fire, correction, the frying pan straight into the fire? And I'm afraid to say that that is probably the most likely outcome. Then, of course, in England, the ongoing test series, England up against India, the third test match, England desperate to bounce back after that very disappointing performance in the second innings of the second test match at Lord's, losing to India by 95 runs. A good total in their first innings, 569 for 7, thanks to some good contributions from Ian Bell. Nice to see Bailey back and scoring runs again after, what, close to a year of not getting 100. A magnificently played knock of 164. Very aggressive and very forthright at number four. Gary Balance, 156. A little unlucky as he got out. And no, I'm not being biased. It doesn't mean that I'm Zimbabwean that I'm being biased. But apparently replays do show that Balance was a little unlucky as he got out. BCCI, I do think it is time for you to accept that the DRS is necessary and that it has to be brought into play. And then, of course, let's start off, though, in Sri Lanka. And the second of the two test matches played between Sri Lanka and South Africa. And you remember that Sri Lanka were soundly beaten in that first test match, putting up a much better performance in the second test, thanks to a nicely played knock of just over 150 by Mahela Jayawardena. And that, of course, being the 16th time that he passed 150 in Test match cricket. Goodness me, Sri Lanka are going to miss that man when he decides to call it quits after the Test series against Pakistan. So 421 all out. Nobody really thought that South Africa would be too positive as they went about their business. And that's exactly how it was, eventually ending in a draw. And there were good contributions, though. Hashim Amla was superb with his knock of 139 not out. Nice to see the captain. It's always nice to see the captain getting amongst the runs as well, isn't it? And you just get the feeling that Hashim Amla may just be proving a few people wrong in the future, yours truly included. Of course, it's still very, very early days. And the reason, what I mean by that is I just still wasn't too convinced that Amla would be the man or that he would be ready to take over. Do you remember, well, for those of you, of course, in South Africa and who follow their domestic cricket, you will remember that he actually relinquished the captaincy of his franchise, the Dolphins, because he just felt that he wasn't scoring runs and he wasn't in the right shape of mind and so on and so forth. And I guess what it really boils down to is that South Africa have always had pretty forthright captains. Kepler Wessels was a very, very hard man. Hansie Cronje was an outstanding captain, but he could be very hard as well. Sean Pollock, well, he was a feisty red-haired character, wasn't he? and of course, Graham Smith, we all know what a good captain he was. So it wasn't necessarily that Hashim Amla wasn't going to be a good captain. I think the worry was, and still is how will Hashim Amla cope in, I suppose, slightly more hostile conditions. For example, when South Africa go to Australia later on in the year, how is that going to turn out? Well, of course, time will tell. Anyway, let's move on from that topic because he certainly did an outstanding job in both the test matches. He rotated his bowlers very nicely, I believe, anyway. And I think that all round he captained the team very nicely indeed. So this now means that that is done and dusted. The last time that South Africa won a series in Sri Lanka was 22 years ago. I remember that. Boy, oh boy, don't you guys, for those of you who remember that series, remember that was a one-sided affair. Brett Schultz, that very big, strong, fast left-arm seamer, in three test matches took 20 wickets. And unfortunately, after that, was never the same bowler again. I don't know what happened, whether he picked up an injury that he was just unable to get rid of, whether he struggled with fitness, whether it was some sort of a psychological problem that he had. And every time he went out, he expected to take a whole heap of wickets. But I tell you what, Sri Lanka, over 22 years, have certainly come a long way. I remember hearing stories, well, they weren't stories, it was the truth, about when the Sri Lankan batsmen, obviously who never really played against a great deal of genuine fast and aggressive and hostile bowling. So what they decided to do, as opposed to bowling bouncers in the nets, which wasn't helping, is that they actually started them deliberately throwing cricket balls at the batsman, at their own batsman's head, to try and deal with the pace and bounce of Alan Donald, Brett Schultz, and Fani de Villiers. Although Fani de Villiers wasn't too active in the test matches, but certainly Alan Donald and Brett Schultz and even Brian McMillan were really nasty and quick on that particular tour. And Sri Lanka simply had no answer. Well, I tell you what, they've come a long way. And fine, it's 22 years, but that doesn't matter. Yes, they've lost the series as well, but the likes of Kumar Sangakkara, Mahela Jayawardena, and in particular one Angela Matthews, I believe, has done a very, very good job indeed. Angela Matthews, I think we're going to hear quite a bit more from him. So, gee, time certainly flies when you're having fun, because slowly, quite rapidly, we're getting to the end of the program again. And I haven't covered half of what I was hoping to speak about. Moeen Ali may very well have got himself into a little bit of trouble. Now, do you people think what he did was the right thing? You remember what happened back in 2003? Andy Flown, Henry Longa, they wore armbands, and, well, we all know what has happened after that. It's plunged not only the country, but in particular the cricket, Zimbabwe cricket, into political turmoil. There was all sorts of nasty things that happened in 2004, and we know that Zimbabwe cricket has never been the same since that again. I mean, do sport and politics mix? No, they don't. I personally think you have to commend Moeen Ali for what he's doing. We all know that there are terrible things happening in Gaza, but I don't think he should be bringing it onto the sports field. There's lots of other areas, social networks, where he can voice his opinion, interviews on television and radio and Twitter and Facebook and various other things, and that he really can get his hands dirty and get involved for a wonderful cause. But this is only my opinion. Maybe you'd feel that he shouldn't have brought that onto the playing field. But again, Moeen Ali, we understand what you're trying to do, and we commend you for what you're doing it. Maybe just find another way of going about it and trying to make his presence known in what is a terrible, ghastly situation in the Gaza. A lot of bloodshed and terrible things happening there. Well, people, that, I suppose, pretty much brings us to the end of the show. And it's been a short one for some reason. It's gone by very, very quickly. Thank you very much for listening. Please, feedback is what we need. Ideas is what we need. We want to get this show up and running. We want to get it spicy, because right now I think it seems to be a show that's going nowhere very fast. But at the same time, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful talking to you. That's very negative, isn't it? But listen, thank you very much for joining me. Next week we'll be talking more about what will be happening in Zimbabwe and their face down or their showdown with South Africa, and the fact that South Africa have named an unchanged squad, which is certainly going to be very difficult for Zimbabwe to try and deal with. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Dean Duplessis. I look forward to hearing from you through the various networks, and I'll be back again next week, more or less the same time.